The Albany Civic Theater in Albany is currently presenting Arthur Miller's classic All My Sons. During the war, Joe Keller and Herbert Deaver ran a machine shop which made airplane parts. Deaver was sent to prison because the firm turned out defective parts, causing the deaths of many men. Keller went free and made a lot of money. The play explores morality in times of war and what happens in a family, in a community when a war ends. Aaron Hallbreder directs All My Sons for Albany Civic. Angela Patricus plays Kate Keller, and Ian LaChance plays her son, Chris Keller, and it is a pleasure to have the whole gang with us in Studio A this morning. Thank you very much for being here. What a delight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron, let us begin with you. You are... It seems like every time you come in, we're talking about a big meaty work that you've that you're doing. So this is certainly falls into that category, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the most renowned work that I've ever tried. You know, the most known work. Usually, you know, Shape of Things or Farnsworth Invention have been sort of, you know, newer and sort of freed us up to, you know, do interesting things. And so All My Sons is definitely one that carries with it a lot of preconceived notions and ideas. And so that was certainly a challenge.
And as far as the, you know, I saw a production of this not that long ago, and I've always been a huge Arthur Miller fan, and every once in a while I feel like I've forgotten something, and I go back and I'll go into a binge and read. The complexity and the depth of these works is just amazing to me.
Yeah, I think that was the thing that really struck me when I, you know, reread it to sort of prep myself to direct it, was that, you know, there are, again, there are so many preconceived notions of the play and what it is and what it's about. But when you sort of dive into it, you know, we really wanted to explore, it's always very much been considered, you know, the story of Joe Keller and the man and the decision that he's made, and the other characters were sort of reflections for him back to sort of symbols. And I wanted to kind of make it more about who these individual people in his family and in his circle were and how his actions sort of affected them.
It's amazing in a storytelling, because whether it's The Crucible or Death of a Salesman, of course, or All My Sons, he doesn't, as an audience member, you think, wow, I can't take one more thing. And then he gives you one more thing. And you're like, whoa, all right.
Really? Guess I got to deal with that.
Oh, wow. All right. I mean, there's such depth. And you know, can be depressing as hell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Not at all.
There were some nights after rehearsal, especially when we got to the point where we were doing runs of the show, where, you know, it would just be over and I would just be like, I just have to go home.
I'm done.
Yeah. Time to be a puddle.
Yeah. Right. So, Angela, tell us about playing Kate. Because I find the women in Arthur Miller's plays to be fascinating, because they're strong, mm-hmm. and they're kind of the moral compass, mm-hmm. and they're there sort of steering the ship and trying to have the right thing be done.
Right. Right. And mothers, I think, of that time, too.
Yes.
You know, were the glue. And
right.
You were talking about the complexity and the depth. And, oh, she's just wonderful to dive into and try to bring all that out. Because there's so many different levels of Kate. The mother, the kids running in and out of the neighborhood all the time when they were younger. And now they're back as adults. So she's dealing with that. And, of course, the underlying current of her husband and what he did or didn't do and the business and all of that.
And doing the right thing of whatever that may be,
right.
for who we're talking about.
Right.
Is and the right thing for the son the same thing that's right for the husband?
Exactly. And her inner struggles.
Yeah.
And the, you know, her son is gone. The one son is home and the other one is missing for 3 years. And where's her mind and what's it doing? And
right.
It's just it's all over the place. So to try to make some of the lines would change direction completely from one line to the next. It's a completely different direction. So to have a keel, if you will, like the keel on a canoe, sure, to be the center of the character, but then to be branching off all the time on these different lines to hopefully have a center core.
And to take on those choppy waters and end up where you have to be.
Exactly.
Ian LaChance, you play the son, Chris Keller, in the show. So what is this experience like for you?
Pretty amazing, actually. When I was an undergrad, I was 18, and there's an 8-year-old character in the play, and I played this 8-year-old when I was 18.
There's something vaguely creepy.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. We upgraded me to 12, so it worked.
Oh, okay.
It worked
all right.
In college.
So now it's kind of like Glee casting.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So, but ever since I did it. Chris Keller has been a role that I have wanted to play for a very long time, and I mean we're talking back to like 2000, so 14 years later to finally get a chance to sink my teeth into it is pretty incredible.
When you think about the overall the sinking your teeth into the character, what has been the challenge of that of trying to keep that character right, if you will?
Well, I mean, part of the challenge is sort of embracing the differences between you and your character. Chris is very, very idealistic, almost pious, and I'm not so much like that. So, you know, kind of navigating those differences and finding out how those kinds of things change how the character would react as opposed to, you know, how you would react. And like Angie was saying, there are these moments in the show that, you know, midline, like, or like just a line away, it totally changes direction. And it's really a show where you have to constantly listen to your scene partner or scene partners, you know, however many people are on stage, and know, you know, what your character would be thinking and how you get to that next line. Like, you really have to go on a journey in your head every time somebody else is talking.
And the collaborative effort when you all get together and you discuss the show, I mean, that's a process I just think is so cool.
Yeah.
You know, try to figure it out.
Yeah, I think in this show in particular, I think we did, maybe a week and a half or 2 weeks. Yeah.
And that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it works well. It makes it helps the cast get to know each other as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And builds that camaraderie.
Yeah, so it was a lot of just sort of sitting around in the early stages. It's a lot of just sort of sitting around a table and taking a chunk of the play and sort of reading through it and talking about it and, you know, what are the characters thinking and getting different ideas. And it certainly helps me because it gives me a sense of how the direction the actors are seeing their characters going. So that's a really important part of the process. And probably... you know, it's a great way to sort of wade into the waters too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In like you say, Angie, in terms of getting to know us all getting to know each other. I mean, some of us knew each other, but there were probably half people that we'd never worked with before and half people that we knew.
And this kind of piece, I think, is important too, to break into pieces.
Oh yeah.
You know, to try to accomplish this all in one chunk is overwhelming.
That's too much.
It's way too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Too much.
Yeah. And my challenge too is sort of finding the way to bring those chunks in a way that gives the audience a story, a ride, you know, something that has peaks and valleys and so a lot of that comes from that table work, that early work.
Mm-hmm. So you're underway. You've had your first round,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's going well.
It's going great.
Yes,
yeah.
Excellent. So you're up and running through the 18th. So it's this coming weekend and the next weekend.
That's right. Correct.
Excellent.
That's correct.
All My Sons runs on weekends at the Albany Civic Theater through May 18th. For more information, you can go to our website. We have a link there, and you can find out all the information you need to know. It's wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Aaron, Angela, Ian, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful run, and thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
It was good to see you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.